Okay, so Yah Yisrael Esayod Hagadoyla Vichule. Klal Yisrael that Kriyas Yamsuf Sov Yad Hagadoyla of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Einzu Re'iya Chushit Bilvad. This is not just a physical, you know, technical sighting or seeing. Ki im gam ri'ya sichlit. The kavanah of the pasuk is not just the literal translation of seeing with the physical eye, but it's also referring to an intellectual seeing. It's referring to them seeing intellectually. They saw the Yad HaGdoila, not just what they saw physically what went on, but they also had a re'iya sichlis. K'derech shekasov, in the way that the pasuk writes, v'liboy ra'a harbei chachma. His heart saw much chachma. So we find the lashon of re'iya regarding the heart, regarding an intellectual vision. Insight, right. Ul'umat ha-mitzrim she-nemar bahem rak v'yidu mitzrayim ki-ani Hashem, as opposed to the mitzrayim, who by them it says only that mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem, l'man teida ki-ein ha-Hashem elikeinu, in order that you will know that there's no other God like Hashem, our God. That's also right, paro. So Hainu Shelo Yagil Yesi Madrega Sadas, meaning Mitzrayim is not going to get any higher than the Madrega of Das. Eitzel Yisrael Nema, as opposed to Mitzrayim, that's not going to get higher than Das. They will get that Das at the end of the, you know, during through the Geula process from Mitzrayim, they got the level of Das. V'yedu Mitzrayim Kin Hashem Manteida Kin Kashem Lakeinu. Eitzel Yisrael Nema, but by the Jewish people it says Hitziatzur Uas Yeshua Hashem. You know, stand still and see the Yeshua of Hashem. Vayar Yisrael as Yad HaGedoyla. Yisrael saw the Yad HaGedoyla. Shezochu Yisrael Madregas HaRe'iyah. Klal Yisrael was zoicha to the Madrega of seeing, of Re'iyah. He Madregas HaChachma Shalomala Min Adas. And that's the Madrega of Chachma, which is above the Madrega of Das. So we've spoken about this in the past, usually contrasting Re'iya and Shmiya, right? Vision, again, an intellectual vision, you know, and hearing. I mean, it's true about the physical also, but in the deeper sense, it's you know, the Shmiya Sichlis and the Re'iya Sichlis, and those are Madregas of the Shmiya being Bina, and the Re'iya being Chachma, and the Das is under both of those. Okay, we've mentioned in the past that according to the Bali Musar, Das is the highest. You know, Chachma would be the lowest, the Bina would be higher than that, and the Das would be, because Bina is Mevin Dover Mitech Dover. Chachma is just understanding the thing that you're learning in front of you. The Bina is extrapolating from that further understanding, right? Understanding one thing from another. And Das is the highest, because that is a connection to the material, internalizing the material into the and being able to apply it in the physical world that you live in. So we've mentioned in the past that it's not a contradiction. In other words, according to the Mekubalim, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe here is writing according to the Pashas of the Arizal, the Zohar, the Mekubalim, that the highest Madrega is Re'iya or Chachma, and the lowest is Das. So the Chachma is the highest, Bina is a little bit lower, and Das is lower than that. And there's no contradiction. It's just a matter of perspective of what you're zeroing in on. Okay, it's kind of, we'll use as a mashal, what's higher, the Torah Shebiksav or Torah Shebalpeh? Right? So the Torah Shebiksav, of course, is higher. But the Torah Shebalpeh, in a certain sense, is higher. Right? In other words, the Torah Shebalpeh is when you're able to figure out everything from the Torah Shebiksav. You're able to bring it down, draw it out. And that's, you know, the Karas Bris The Kri says bris with Klal Yisrael was on Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because if you just have the Torah Shebiksav, but you're not trying to understand the inner messages that are coming out of this Torah, you're not working on that and developing the Torah Shebal Peh, then what I give you the book for? Right? The book is meant to be fleshed out, unfolded, read in depth, and so the higher level is really the unified matter, if we'll call it that, in that sense. You know, it's that top system which everything can then be extrapolated from. You know, the klal is the highest and the pratim is the lower. But on the other hand, as far as your avoida goes, your avoida is to bring it down here in the world of prat, in the world of division, in the world of action, which automatically has differentiation and different situations where you have to apply different halachas, etc. So the application is the perspective of the Balei Musar. The Balei Musar are looking, okay, you begin with the Chachma, you have to go deeper and flesh it out, and that's the Bina, and then you have to also be able to live with it. That's the Das. Right? So from the perspective of action, the highest is putting it into action, which is the Das. Well, the ability to put it into action. But as far as the essence goes, as far as the true essence of it, which is the, I would say, the perspective mimala lamata, you know, looking from above, so the Chachma is the highest because it's all inclusive, and the Bina is less because there's a spreading out, there's an unfolding process, there's seeds of division, so to say, and the Das is mamish division, you know, ladas bein tov v'ra, to know between the good and the bad. It shows you this idea of distinction and differentiation, which is a lower Kabbalistically, spiritually speaking, and philosophically speaking as well, is a lower being, a lower level. So,
can I get a certain chush?
Huh?
Can I get a certain chush? Like,
is the das connected to chush? Is connected to chush? I don't know. We don't find, you know, we don't find like chacham and riyah. It's probably because, you know, yeah. I you know what I would say? Yeah. The peh, the mouth, right? Because speech is really the expression of das. Is really the expression of das. So the difference is, though, is that chachma and re'iyah is something you receive, right? Those are receiving vessels. And the peh is, in this context, as far as in the intellectual experience of a person, is a giver. Is a giver, which is exactly what das is, like we said. The application of the wisdom in the physical world. It's the expression of it into the physical world. So the peh, as far as the intellectual experience of the person, is megala the das. Right? Dibur without das is not dibur. It's just kolot. It's just sounds. Okay?
So while the Mitzrayim's Hasoga was lower, it was more in touch with their experience? Klal Yisrael's experience of Re'iyas Hashem was out of touch with their experience?
Okay, so one second. So, hold on. We'll just finish off now what we said, and then we'll get to your question. In other words, so based on this understanding, right? Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that the Madrega of Das is a lower level of experience. It's a lower level of a spiritual experience, and Klal Yisrael is able to go higher than that spiritual experience. So they're able to get to the experience of Re'iyah, which is a much clearer experience of Hashem's gilui that went on at the Yam Suf. So, das, when a person knows something, okay, it's looking at something as an observer. It's looking at something where that piece of information is outside of the person, and he gets it. He observes it. He knows it. But there's a distance between him and the knowledge that he's having. There's a distance. The Madrega of Chachma is where the observer unites with what he's observing. Okay? In other words, there's no distance. It's an internalized recognition of something. that's much more powerful, a madrega of intellectual experience. Okay, that kind of that answers the question. So for example, we've brought this example in the past. I saw it, but in one of Rabbi Yaakov Adis's Sfarim, I forget what it's called. What is it? Prakim b'machshava, some Pirkei Machshava, something. I don't remember. One of the chiburim, one of the kontrasim in his like Musar, has like a whole bunch of Musar kontrasim that were compiled into one sefer. So he gives a mashal for whatever context that he's speaking about over there, and I like to use it for this inyan of Chachma and Das. He says that if somebody tells you that Reuven is a robot and he's not a human being, right? So you start to bring raias. You might have heard this from me in the past, I don't know. You start to bring proofs and trying to, you know, prove that no, he's really a human being and not a robot. That, but if somebody tells you you are a robot, you don't need to bring proofs for yourself. We're talking about proving it to yourself, right? You don't need to bring proofs to yourself that you're not a robot because you experience yourself. Your being is enough. So I use that to explain the difference between Das and Ri'ya. Because he says that was like you knowing yourself, that was the experience at Har Sinai, where it says Ri'ya, that you saw God. And that's how he explains that was the experience that Klal Yisrael experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they experienced their own being. They experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu back then at Har Sinai. So that's really, that is the Madrega of Ri'ya. Whereas the Madrega of Das is that external, I have to bring proofs that Reuven is not a robot, that he's really a human being. So that was Mitzrayim's Darga, was they saw what's going on, they weren't stupid, they chapped, but it was outside of them. As opposed to the Jewish people, we were zeicha to the Madrega of Hisyatzvu Re'u V'yar Yisrael, zeicha to the Madrega of Re'iyah, which is the Madrega of Chachma, beyond and above the level of Das. Okay? Achreya Chachma. After the Chachma, Higil Madregas Hayira. They got to the next words in the Pasuk. They got to the Madrega of Yira. V'yiru'u ha'am es Hashem. And the people feared Hashem. Right? So, V'yar Yisrael Selig Doyle Hashem Yisrael. V'yiru'u ha'am. After they were masig, the level of Chachma, Madrega of Chachma, they came to the Madrega of Yira. V'yiru'u ha'am es Hashem. The acharei ha'yira hegil madrigas ha'emuna vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. In other words, he's saying that these psukim, if we look focus on them, they're showing us a move of aliyah by Klal Yisrael. It began with Re'iya, the yiru, it went on to yira, and it got even higher to the level of emuna. Ve'yaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe Avdo. But it didn't end there. But it says uvaze nishlema ha'avaya. Okay, it did end there. The way he's explaining it ends there. With that, the havaya, the creation, the world became completed. Ve'nasas kula shira maleya, and the whole world became filled with shira maleya, with a full song. Shiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Sashir Anzais. So in other words, when Klal Yisrael gets to the level of Ayaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdu, Oz Yashir Moshe, at that point when you get to the full Emunah, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, the world becomes filled with the Shira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's not like those people who think badly, think negatively about Yira, that it diminishes life, v'shiras alizusam, and the song of their simcha. People look and think, you know, Yira is paralyzing. Yira saddens a person. Yira takes away from Simcha Sachaim. I can't sing Shira if I'm in a state of Yira. That's what people incorrectly think. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it's not like that. Ela adrabo, just pumfaket, just the opposite. Dafka al yidei ayira, shal yoda mamshichim chayim mikoriyim chadashim chayim chadashim. Mimekor chayei hachayim baruchu. Dafka, only through yira, that through it we draw creative life, you know, sourceful life, meaning new life that hasn't been here, right? New levels of life, chayim chadashim, from the source of the chayei hachayim, from the source of all life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka through that yira, right? We are mamshich this new energy, this new life. Through that, magim leklal shira sachayim ayorisel yoinin. Through that, we get to the klal of the song of the highest life. Vezeichem lereiyos nisgaves, and we're zeichet to tremendous reiyos, which zeichet meaning to tremendous understandings, to tremendous. Understanding is a very low word for re'ias. I know he switched a little bit the order in a certain sense, but it's not. I'll explain to you in a second. We get to re'ias nizgavis, very exalted visions, and like he says, rosa shifcha layam, mashalay ra yechezko. Chazal say that they all call this all experience nevuah, and that's the re'ias nizgavis that he's talking about here, which is different than the start of the process, which was Vayar Yisrael Esayoda Gedoyla. They began with a Gavaldiga Re'iyah. They began with a Madrega of Re'iyah, of Chachma. They went on to the Madrega of Yira, the Nemuna, and then at that point they get to a Gavaldiga Shira. But together with Shira, which is this like unbelievable flow of Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world, together with that Shira, we see Chazal tell us, comes Nevuah, which is Re'iyah's Niskavis. Tremendously high, exalted, powerful prophecies. Rosa Shivcha Liyam, that even the Shivcha saw at the Yamsuf, what Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. Now remember, who's Yechezkel ben Buzi? He's the Navi who brings down the Maaser Merkava. Right? That's where the Psukim of the Maaser Merkava are given to us. And the Shivcha Liyam saw even greater Nevuah than what Yechezkel saw. Vafilu uborin b'me'iman amru shir alayam, says the Gemara Saita. And even the infants, or not the infants, the fetuses in the womb of their mother, they also said shir alayam. What does that mean? Shahakol nis'ala, everything became elevated, v'nisbarech, and blessed, l'ragli ha'yira, due to the yira, v'amshachas ha'chaim ha'makorim b'metzias kula, through the yira and the drawing forth of this creative new life in the entire Metzias. In other words, the fact that a fetus is saying Shira is indicative that something that doesn't even have Das, right, is also saying Shira, it means that everything here has been elevated. There's been a tremendous Aliyah, and it's all due, and it's all b'schus, the Yiras Hashem that Klal Yisrael got at the Yam Suf. So this is such a Rebecca Moshe piece, because you know somebody one day, I think it was my brother-in-law, sent me a thesis that someone presented as a doctorate, and in that thesis, it was a very very big paper, he goes to show, I mean he tries to show, and he does a very nice job in what he's trying to show, but again that there's a he calls it a fundamental difference between Rav Kook, the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalapa's Talmud, and that is that Rav Kook was all about Avas Hashem, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was all about Yiras Hashem. Now there's something to it. In other words, in their writing, their style, Rav Kook was always very into the Ava and very, you know, emphasizing endless lashonis of Ava, and that's like really the overwhelming message that one gets going through Kook's farm. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is always emphasizing Yiras Hashem. He does talk about Ava also, and Rav Kook also talks about Yira. But there's a, you know, this whole thesis over there goes to show how this is like a, this is a fundamental difference. It's not just an issue of style. There, I don't agree at all with what he does. But this is a classic example of, that's why I say this is a real Rabbi Yaakov Moshe piece. People get scared away from Yira. They think it's like a down thing. They think you're going to be depressed. If you have Yiras Hashem, you're going to be depressed. You can't live like that. It's paralyzing. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, no, what are you talking about? The more Yiras Hashem you have, the more you are in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you fear God, the more spiritual energy you tap into, the more greatness you, well, the more life, the more simcha, the more shira will come out, not only for you, from the whole world. That's the, you know, that was the way, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe lived it. You know, this is, again, this is, he's really giving over his own experience. And I point out that we find a similar thing to between Rebbe and Talmud, just in the opposite direction, by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser, Rabbi Yitzhak Mipetterberg, right, who was considered the Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yisrael. So the Rabbi Yisrael, all his mamorim, his letters, all focus very, very much on attaining Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim. And Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser, like all he writes about is Avas Hashem. So they asked Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser, that's printed in Akdamot, one of his Sfarim, one of the Matpisim, whatever, the Tip of the Koich Ve'or. So they asked Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser, like, what is this? You're considered the Talmud Muvak of Yisrael, but Yisrael's always talking Yiras Hashem, you're always talking Avas Hashem. Like, where's the connection? Where's the, you know, what's the... So his answer was, and again, that's opposite to this, to the Talmud was talking Yira and Rav Kook was talking Ava, but his answer, Rabbi Yitzhak answered that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a shaychus to Shleimus in Yiras Hashem. So Rabbi Yisrael was always darshening based on where he was holding, which was he had a shaychus to Shleimus in Yiras Hashem. So he was always darshening Yiras Hashem. But he was referring to himself and whatever. But we don't have shaychus bechlal, not to Avos Hashem, and certainly not to Yiras Hashem, certainly not to Avos Hashem, but not even to Yiras Hashem. We don't have a shaychus to Shleimus in any of them. So if we already don't have a shaychus, we may as well speak about the higher madriga of Ava. That was the way he answered. at least let's like know what the ideal is, you know. But in any way, the point is that it's a very big mistake to think that Talmud and Rebbe and Talmud have to speak the same style. The fact that they're emphasizing different things, we don't have to go, right? Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak is Midas HaDin. Who is Yitzchak's Rebbe? Avram. Right? Because each person has his own Sharish Neshama, his own, and that's what has, and that's so important also as a Rebbe and a Talmud. A person that's teaching Talmidim, or a father teaching a son, because there's a Rebbe Talmud relationship there also very often, right? We have to know that you can't be mechanech the person to be like you. You have to be mechanech the person to be the best person that person is supposed to be, which means taking into account his kaychas or her kaychas, whatever it is, right? That they should, you have to develop their kaychas, not develop your kaychas in them. That's not chinuch, that's destruction very often. Okay, so my father, Zechayin Levracha, used to call it there's a problem in the yeshiva system of penguinization. You know, penguins all look alike, you can't tell the difference between them. So like everybody has to be black and white. Can't tell the difference. You know, it's not just the clothes. There's something else. There's something to that in the inside as well. It's a big problem. That, you know, that was the greatness of Alta from Sabotka. Everybody knows this. If a person learned about the Saba from Sabotka, his greatness was that he was a gewaldig maven to Koiches HaNefesh of people, and he related to each Talmud based on those Havanas, and he was madrich. He guided each Talmud differently. Because he understood each one was different, and that's how you have to, you know. So of course, it's very difficult to do such a thing if you have 100 guys in a shir. There's, it's gone goodbye. There's no, you know, you're not going to have that. Even 40, you know, anyway, it's hard. You have to. So you have to, in that case, you have to first of all understand the kaychas and nefesh. That's already one madrega. Another madrega is that you have to understand how to work with those kaychas and nefesh. So where does it become particularly exciting, right? If you have different kaychas and nefesh than your talmidim, to be able to guide another person into a style of avodah that you personally don't attach to, don't relate to. Right? Let's say you're a super intellectual person, and you have a Talmud who's a super emotional person. That's his mahus. That's his thing, you know. So how do you guide a person to grow in his kalim when you don't relate to it? By you, that's like, it's foreign. It's possible, but it's that itself takes a lot of work and avodah. You know, I always say, I think I spoke about this. We spoke about this in the past. You know, like, I didn't intend to go here, and this is just like, you know, somehow it's coming out. But you know, like, we all have, I always say, like, the sod of Kabbalah, right? That every parts of has 10 spheres in it, right? And they all have the same 10 spheres, right? But nevertheless, they're different because there's a different overpowering sphera that defines the personality of that parts of, okay? The overall manifestation of that specific system, okay? So the same thing with the person. We all, be'etzem, have all the kaychas and nefesh. And if we're missing one kaycha nefesh, it's actually a very bibkam. That does happen, right? Somebody who's completely missing social cues, that's a pagam in his kaychas and nefesh. But regular, normal people, right? If a person, for example, can't experience any emotion whatsoever, he's just like he's a robot, right? So that's a major, major lack in the kaychas. But normal people, right? Usually we have all 10 spheres. We have all the different kaychas and nefesh. Just what? By some people, these kaychas and nefesh are more pronounced. And in some people, and other kaychas and nefesh are minimal in that person. And in another person, it's going to be the opposite, you know, and then every single combination possible, okay? Endless combinations. So the way to be madrich, to guide somebody else, when their constellation of kaychas and nefesh is different than yours, is by tapping into those little pieces that you have, the minimal amount that you have of that kaychas and nefesh. You try to tap into it, try to magnify it, and try to understand it from within that. If you're not able to, then you should actually send the person to a different Rebbe, you know, like to be mashpia on the person. But that's basically the aside. But anyway, getting back to our piece over here on Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So this is the aside of this piece is that Yira doesn't take away from life. It doesn't squash life. It does the opposite. It opens new vistas of life in Shira.
Try defining Yira.
Huh?
Try defining Yira.
Well, he doesn't define it here. He just leaves it Samis. I don't want to put words in his mouth. But your question is Yira Sa'onisha, Yira Sa'raimus.
English,
so if you noticed, I translated it both, awe and fear. That's the way I always translate it. You know, awe is clearly more an issue of Yiras HaRoimus, and fear is more an issue of Yiras HaOinish, or you know, fear in the sense of, yeah, Yiras HaOinish, you're afraid, right? And they're both part of Yira. They're both levels of Yira. We know that, of course, the Yiras HaRoimus is the Yira Ilah, and the Yiras HaOinish is a Shvachar. You know, it's not such a great, but Rabbi Yaakov Moshe pointed out to us in a different piece that we learned in the past that you need Yiras HaOinish as well. It has to be there, because that's a very big pitfall. If not, there will be a slip-up somewhere, you know. We need them both. It's all about balance, all about a balanced diet. So clearly, at the Yam Suf, it says, right? So on the one hand, it's a Yiras HaRoimus, clearly, right? They're seeing the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, that Yan HaGadoyla here was a punishing hand, right? It drowned the Mitzrayim. So clearly there was a motivation to the Yiras HaOinish as well in there, but it was probably overwhelmed by the Yiras HaRoimus. And I think that primarily, I mean, this already is me. I don't want to put words into Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, but to me it makes sense, right? And I think that this is true also based on the Zohar and based on the different Sfarim. My understanding is that the Shira, the excitement, the Simcha Sachaim is going to come not from the Yirsa Onesh as much as from the Yirsa Roimus. It might be somewhat, you know, there might be some kind of level, but the real Shira Sachaim is going to come from the Yirsa Roimus. The Hamshacha of the Mekorim, of the Chaim Chadashim is from the Yirsa Roimus, not the Yirsa Onesh. Because the Yirsa Onesh, you have to remember, is really still very much down here in Olam Hazeh. So where can it draw from? Right? It's like a Sur Mirah. It's not the Aseh Tov in that sense. But the Yiras HaRoimus is just being like blown away by the Roimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's experiencing God up there in the higher worlds and not only down here where he's whacking away. You know, so that, when you're going up there, you're experiencing the higher worlds, that's the Yiras HaRoimus. So there, that now you could be Mamshech, that Gevaldige Chaim down here. That's elevating. That gives a person Shira. So I do think that the focus here is on the Yiras HaRoimus. And not so much the Yirsa Einish. Now, what I did want to say, I wanted to add to this, to learn a little bit here from the Sefer Yikarim. I sent it out. I sent the link in the email. If you have your phones, can see it on there. So Maimar Haravi, Maimar Hashlishi, right? Maimar Hashlishi. So I sent out both Perek Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. Sefer Yikarim is the famous Sefer Rabbi Yosef Albo, right, from the early, I don't know, early Achroinim or end of the Rishonim, really. He's like the borderline, I think. He's considered a Rishon. So he wrote a Sefer arguing on the Rambam's 13 principles of faith, Yud Gimel Yikarim, and he said, no, there's not 13, there's really only 3. And that's Metzias Hashem, Torah Mesinai, and Ashgacha. I think those are the 3, and Ashgacha. I think those are the 3. I have to look back. but here in Maimar Shlishi, he talks about, okay, in Perek Lamed Gimel, we're not going to see Lamed, we're going to look at Lamed Dalet. Perek Lamed Gimel, he talks about the importance of Simcha. He says that Simcha is really the Shlemus, and any time you do mitzvahs, you really have to do mitzvahs in Shlemus, which is with Simcha. That's the topic of Lamed Gimel. But Perek Lamed Dalet, he says like this. We'll start reading it together. Lefisha inyan yiras Hashem yizbarach hi ikra avoda. Being that the inyan of Yiras Hashem is the main part of avodah, sheyavod adam es Hashem yizbarach b'asiyas hamitzvah, when a person serves Hashem in doing the mitzvah, k'mo she'amarnu, like we said in Lamed Gimel. You have it? Ube'arno, we explained, she'ikra avodah roi shetiv asimcha. We explained that the ikra of the avodah is roi, it's appropriate that should be b'simcha. V'tzira yira ima simcha dover kashima oid. And picturing the Yira together with Simcha is something very, very difficult. So it's appropriate that we should dwell on this a bit. So that the Oivid is going to understand this well. How could it be? How could the Yore, the person in awe, okay, or the fearing person, how could he be rejoicing and happy if the yira and the ra'ada and the trepidation, they break the heart and sadden him? Okay, that's the typical yira. Neymar will say like this, she'ein safek, undoubtedly, kichol adam yishboit sichle, sheroi le'lisbol amal v'terech godol, zman ma kadesh yasig ma l'ma achavet godol. The seichel of a person will certainly judge and certainly will understand that it is appropriate, it's worth it for him to be soevel, to withstand, right, to go through great toil and effort for a certain amount of time in order that he can attain some kind of advantage that he's trying to, or some kind of great kavod, right? A person might work his head off in establishing a company. He knows it's worth it for him to like make himself crazy for whatever amount of time, because after that, once it's up and running, whatever, he's going to be able to live better, whatever, just a mashal. And even though while he's going through that tircha, while he's going, I actually bring a better example, right? A woman carrying a baby for 9 months, right? It's difficult. She's going through. She has tsar. She's soiveles, right? She suffers during, but she, it's worth it. She knows it's worth it because Be'ez Hashem she'll be zeichet to a baby through this. So she's willing to do that, go through that 9 months, right? So for sure he's yitzar v'yisatzib l'yisafik. He's for sure going through tsar. He's for sure going through some kind of sadness while he's working so hard. But when he starts to think about in his nefesh, he starts to think about the great kavod, or whatever it is, the advantage that he's hoping for through this work, that whole burden, the whole difficulties that he's going through is like nothing in his eyes compared to the good that he's hoping for. It's nothing. V'cheinu ha'inyan, and so too is the inyan ba'atzmo b'yiras Hashem yisborach shamarnu. When it comes to yiras Hashem, ki b'yoisa adam ishar goydel madrega musegas al yedei ha'yiru shehik shetishar nafshe goydel roimimus Hashem yisborachu malasoy ad sheyiru v'yachamenu. See, over here he's focused on the yiras haroimus, right? When a person chaps, when a person pictures in his mind the greatness of the Madrega that is going to be received through the Yira, right? Through him dwelling on the greatness and thinking about the greatness of the Roimus of Hashem Yisborach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and the Maila of that, Ad Sheyira V'Yechemena, to the point that he becomes fearful and he trembles from Hashem. Again, it's not trembling from the Oynish, it's trembling from the Roimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael, the Har Sinai. Then he won't be worried about it, he won't be concerned, he won't even pay attention to it in a certain sense, to all the tircha and the sadness and the charada and the trepidation that come together, that come to him through the yira. The nimtza shloime memashal is a mashal nichbad ba'oid maskil mashamano. He says Shlomo Melech used the mashal on this. Okay, he gives a mashal of this. When I don't want to go into this, into the mashal and how he dwells on this, but that is basically the Ikarim's mahalach in how to go into the matzav of Yira. Right? Don't be concerned. Don't be worried that by becoming more and more involved in your focus of the Yiras Hashem, that you're going to, you're going to become saddened. You're going to become down. It's going to squash you. It's going to put, No. If you keep focus of what you're going to get out of this Yiras Hashem, then the moments of charada, the time of charada also won't bother you because it's worth it for you. It's worth it for you. In other words, this is a little bit of a different nekuda than Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe doesn't even seem to be bothered by the question. On a certain level, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is like, it's like so simple. If you're, Adrabi, you're, but the Ikarim, I think, is kind of speaking to us, on our level, especially in our generation. If we speak about and think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we try to develop in ourselves Yiras Hashem, okay, Abbas Hashem, okay, I understand how that's gonna, I'm gonna be Basimcha, right? But if I try to develop within myself Yiras Hashem, isn't that going to be like too difficult for me to deal with? Isn't that going to put me down? Says the Ikarim. Okay, there is that sakana, there is that danger, it will in a certain sense paralyze you, but that paralysis will bring to a good thing. That's it, right? That paralysis, kibiyochol, that's going to, right, that trepidation that is going to grab you. You're going to be like, you'll have those moments of like, oh boy, whew, you know, like you just don't know what to do with yourself. That's going to be worth it, because after that, you're going to get whatever that dveikus is, whatever those madrigas is, and this thought itself should make you happy even during the time of your yira, so that you're not going to actually be bothered or feel the negative aspects of the yira. Yeah, that's his cheshbon, right? Even while you're doing the work, in the model that he gave, while you're doing the work, you're not bothered by it, you're not put off by it, because you're so enwrapped in what you're in your goal, and your goal is psychologically overcomes everything, overpowers everything that you're actually going through technically right now. So you'll be in trepidation, you'll be going through these states of yira, but you'll be besimcha at the same time, because you know what this yira is doing for you. You know what you're going to get out of it. It's, and that itself, even at the time of the yira, is giving you simcha. So you can have a matzav of Ivdus Hashem b'yira. Ivdus Hashem, he brings in afterwards, later I think over here, no, or somewhere, maybe in the previous parak, the pasuk of Gilu Hashem b'r'oda, no, Ivdus Hashem b'r'oda, no, what's the lashon?
The Gilu,
right, Ivdus Hashem b'yira, the Gilu b'r'oda. You can have a Gilu b'r'oda. You're going to be enjoying something, rejoicing in something. You'll be besimcha together with your Ada. That's only by Yiras Hashem. That's a different type of Yira. The Sefer, the Ikaram of Yira writes this somewhere, that there's a difference between this Yira than other Yiras. I think it says in Lamed Gimel. Maybe here. Oh no, he says in the Hemshech of Peklah Madal, Vizay, he says this is Ki Ein Yiras Hashem Ki Yiras Basav Adam. Yiras Hashem is not like fearing a person. Ki Mishu Yorei Mishum Adam O Melech O Sar O Mitamid B'Pachad Rada. When you're afraid of a person or a king or a minister, you're always in trepidation of fear. Vizay Sibas Kitzur Yamav, and that causes the shortening of life. Right, anxiety that shortens a person's life. Avala Yorei Mashem. Somebody who's afraid of Hashem, in other words, of awe of Hashem, loy daisha charada loy tekatzer yamav. Not only will the trepidation not shorten his life, avol toisif yamim, amar shlomo yiras Hashem toisif yamim. Yiras Hashem adds life. Adds life.
And that's because it's psychologically different?
It's inherently different. I mean, it's psychologically different also, right? But it's inherently different. Yeah.
I want to contrast this with Rav Kook's piece of Shmuel Kotzin, where he speaks out very strongly against Ba'alei Yirah Chitzoinus.
Yeah.
Spending time in their company. He sees it as a great danger.
Yeah. So again, the focus here is also not on the Yirah Chitzoinus, it's on the, right, he spoke, Shetishar Nafshe Goyda Ruimus Hashem Yisbarach. He's focused on the Yirah Pnimus. The Yirah Chitzoinus does have much more dangers. It's necessary, but to be too much involved in it, too much, you know. And certainly if it doesn't have any Yiras HaRoimus attached to it, it becomes very, very, very dangerous.
We're concerned about other people's Yiras HaRoimus having
a negative effect on
you, on himself, despite his internal connection.
Yeah, yeah, because you're mushba from this Sviva, from the environment. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem. Everybody should have a happy week.
And now, yeah.
Okay.
Careful.
Okay. Good vach to everyone. Okay.
Kalt
of Gudvach.